In the dining hall, campers and staff are treated to a colorful breakfast buffet of cereals, eggs, breads, and beverages. Only a couple of weeks after first meeting each other, the kids seemed remarkably at ease, joking and gabbing away, mingled so naturally that I couldn't tell who was Israeli and who was Arab. The ancient rivalry between these groups took on the appearance of a sibling rivalry. It's that kindred feeling they strive to maintain at Seeds of Peace Camp, even during formal dialogue sessions when the kids argue, often heatedly.
Well, actually, that's the best part, because we get to talk about everything, and we're not afraid to open hard issues, because we know it will stay there, and we get to go back to the bunk and be friends again, and swim, and go playing soccer, basketball, everything, and we get to talk and we get to be friends.
Good job, girl! Look here, mighty five. Let's start in the rocks. Let's bring it in strong. Good job, everyone. What a day!
The teenagers who boat and bond together at Seeds of Peace are Palestinian, Israeli, Egyptian, Jordanian, Moroccan, Tunisian, and Qatari. They have all been raised in the shadow of Mideast war. They have grown up amid fear and sometimes hatred. Many have witnessed brutal violence. Some have been injured themselves. Yet with the innate optimism of youth, they're looking for a way out of the quagmire they have inherited. They are looking for hope. Based on essays they write about peacemaking, the campers are selected from among 2,000 applicants. Their families, some very poor, are invited to pay what they can toward tuition. Private donations cover the rest, but no government funds are accepted. It's the brainchild of John Wallach, a retired journalist who extensively traveled the Mideast as the longtime foreign editor of the Hearst newspapers.
I actually thought of Seeds of Peace, the whole concept, back in 1993 after the World Trade Center bombing in February. Where is the answer? Is there anything that exists anywhere in the world that inspires hope? And it seemed to me that when I did a little exploration, I was astonished to find that there was no program anywhere in the world that brought the next generation of countries that were at war together to learn how to make peace.
It's going to sound very simple, but they learn how to listen to another person complete their sentence, even if the sentence itself is hurtful, even if they don't agree at all with what the person is saying.
Bobby Gottschalk is executive vice president of the camp.
They learn to listen, to hear what the person is trying to tell the other person about their needs and their fears. And their beliefs. Usually, when people enter such a conversation, they try to win. They try to be the one that got the better of the other one. But our aim is to change the objective to really understanding the other person as if they are the other person, as if they could just step right into that person's life and know exactly how that person feels. Because even if their eventual objective is to win over the other person in terms of their argument, the best way to win another person over is to know thoroughly what their needs are and what their fears are.